The next morning, May 10th, Winters and Nixon drove by Jeep to inspect the arms dumps. They were shocked by what they saw. In all three locations, a mountain of weapons. Winters realized he had made a mistake when he said all weapons. He had meant military weapons, but the colonel had taken him too literally. There was a fantastic collection of hunting rifles, target rifles, hunting knives, antique firearms of all kinds, as well as a full division stock of military weapons. It seemed enough to start World War III. When he inspected the camps and kitchens, Winters found everything well organized. Troops were lined up for review, looking parade ground sharp, clean, well-dressed, in good condition. The kitchens were in good order. The cooks were making large kettles of potato soup over fires. Thereafter, Winters dealt with an English-speaking German staff officer who came to his HQ each morning to report and receive orders. There was no trouble. In Winters' words, "We left them alone. They respected us." The German staff officer would tell stories about his tour of duty on the Eastern Front and of fighting against the 101st in Bastogne. He told Winters, "Our armies should join hands and wipe out the Russian army." "No thanks," Winters replied. "All I want to do is get out of the army and go home." That was what nearly everyone wanted, none more than the German troops. Before any could be released, however, all had to be screened. The German encampments were crawling with Nazis, many of whom had put on enlisted men's uniforms to escape detection. The most notorious of these was Adolf Eichmann, wearing the uniform of a Luftwaffe corporal in a camp near Berchtesgaden. He managed to escape before he was detected, got to Argentina with his family, and lived well until 1960, when Israeli agents discovered his whereabouts, captured him in a daring commando raid, brought him to Israel for trial, and hanged him. Lieutenant Lipton was serving as leader of the machine gun platoon in HQ Command, 2nd Battalion. Winters assigned him to oversee a lager of several hundred prisoners. One of them was Ferdinand Porsche, designer of the Volkswagen and the Panther and Tiger tanks. In mid-May, Lipton cleared about 150 of the prisoners for release. The senior German officer, a colonel, asked permission to talk to them before they were let go. Lipton agreed. His talk was long and was a good one, Lipton recalled. He told them that Germany had lost the war, that they had been good soldiers and he was proud of them, and that they should go back to their homes and rebuild their lives. He said that all of them were needed for the reconstruction of Germany.